Boker Tov, Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi continues, Chapter 9 of Pesachim, Mishnah Dalet. Now, so far in Chapter 9, we've been talking about Pesach Sheni, when someone was Tamei Metz, they were impure from contact of a dead body or a grave, a funeral. Then they're pushed off to bring Pesach in Iyar instead of in Nisan. Now, Mishnah Dalet turns back to a topic we mentioned in Chapter 7, that what happens if it's not just a minority, it's not just a few people who are Tamei, but it's a majority of the congregation, or all of the Kohanim who are needed to bring the carbon. So then we bring the Pesach in a state of Tuma, and we even eat it in a state of Tuma. Now, Mishnah Dalet starts, HaPesach Shabbat B'Tuma. This case, where the majority, or all of the Kohanim, are Tmeim, from a Kever, from Tumat Met, Lo Yuchlu Mamenu Zavin V'Zavot Nidot V'Yoldot. Those people who are Tamei Metz, they can eat the carbon Pesach, which was brought in a state of impurity, but those who can't eat it are the Zav and the Zava, who had an irregular flow. We've mentioned them earlier about bringing the Pesach on their behalf if they're going to become Tahor that night. And Nidot V'Yoldot. Those are impure from a regular menstrual cycle or from after childbirth. Now, these people have a tuma that prevents them from eating kodshim, from eating sacrificial offerings, but because the Pesach that's coming in a state of impurity, it's only really allowed for those who are impure from contact with a dead body. It's not really allowed for people who are impure and disqualified from karbanot for other reasons, like these four. V'imachlu, but if they did eat the karban Pesach, patrim mikaret, they are not liable for the sin, for the punishments for the sin of excision, of karet. Now, ordinarily, somebody who has a tumba, has an impurity, where they're not supposed to eat sacrificial offerings, they go ahead and they eat sacrificial offerings, they are liable for karet. But that's only when those offerings were supposed to be eaten by tahor people. Here, this offering is being eaten by tame people, but it's really only allowed for tumat met. It's not allowed for these other tumas that are flowing from the body. So, but even so, because really the pasuk of karet does not apply here, even though they're not supposed to eat it. Rabbi Elazar poter af al biat mikdash. Rabbi Elazar says these people are poter even if they came into the temple in a state of tuma. That, again, that would be a chayav karet. If someone enters the temple, certain areas of the temple, while they have tuma on them, it's karet. But here, in this case, we're allowing people who are Tamei Metz to bring the carbon Pesach, eat the carbon Pesach, if they're the Kohanim, to do the Avodah, Tamei Metz. So these people who have other tumot are not Chayev and Karet in this case. Now we'll turn to Mishnah. Hey, it's very interesting. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach Dorot. What's the difference between that first Pesach we had in Egypt with Moshe Rabbeinu and Pesach for the generations? I'll read the Pesach after. Pesach Mitzrayim mikachu mebe osur. The Pesach Mitzrayim, we had a commandment to obtain the animal on the 10th of Nisan, and that was to allow it to be checked so it wouldn't have mum, and it was had another reason that Rashi explains in the Pesukim there in Shmot, that the Mitzrayim would say, hey, why did you bring a sheep into your house? Why did you tie up this goat? And we would tell them, I'm going to slaughter it. God commanded me to slaughter it on the 14th in the afternoon. And the Mitzrayim got very upset because they used to worship small animals. So it was another aspect of the miracle that even though the Mitzrayim were angry at us for planning to sacrifice their deities, they couldn't do a thing about it because we had the Shemirah, we had the protection of Hashem on us. And the Mishnah continues with Ta'un, and it requires Hazah, a sprinkling, Be'agudot Ezev Alamashka Foshtei Mezuzot. And back then, the blood from the carbon Pesach, they had to take a bundle of hyssop and apply it to the lintel, the top of the door, and the sides of the door. This was the famous sign that the angel should pass over the doors of the Jewish houses and not strike anyone inside. The Mishnah adds, V'necho b'chipazon, and it was eaten hastily, b'layla echad, and in one night. So we don't have to eat for the rest of the generations hastily. You can take your time with the Pesach Seder and your Korban Pesach. You don't have to hurry up. And this Belayla Echad refers to the prohibition of Chametz. Pesach Dorot Noheg Kol Shiva. But for the rest of the generations, the Isser of Chametz is all 7 days of the holiday. So that first Pesach, they couldn't have Chametz the day and the night of Korban Pesach. But for the rest of it, it's the entire holiday, as the Pesukim state. Yashar Kohachem, be well.